na mamombe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, June the 21st, 2018. Welcome to the Women's Segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Mina ngingusithandekile Mhlanga.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we're looking at some of the female candidates that will be contesting in the presidential, parliamentary and council elections in the country. It's harmonized election on July the 30th this year. And what they bring to the table, what are your issues on the view? What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
As you know, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But as you know, ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai musakanganwe.
Yeah, lingakhohlwa iFacebook, you can like us on our Facebook pages on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele and VOA Studio 7. As we are now live streaming, join in the conversation right now. Kuhlelo asihluzeni bomama.
And if you're just coming onto the program, today we are looking at some of the female candidates that will be contesting for presidential, parliamentary, and in council elections in the country, harmonized on elections on July the 30th this year, and what they bring to the table. What are your views on the issue?
And the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, ZEC, says 23 presidential candidates will be contesting this year's elections, with four of them being female candidates.
And Star, we are lucky we have the list right here of some of the candidates that will be running as presidents in this year's election. So it will be interesting to see if Zimbabwe is ready for a woman president.
Mm-hmm.
We have Zapa Simelba of 1980 Freedom Movement Party, Zimbabwe. And who's the next one, Star?
We have Thokozani Kube of Movement for Democratic Change.
And we have Mariacha Violet of United Democratic Movement.
And Joyce Mujuru of People's Rainbow Coalition. And what's interesting, we heard Joyce Mujuru when she was addressing a rally in Bulawayo.
Uh-huh.
Recently, she was saying Zimbabwe should be ready for a female candidate because she's certain of victory.
Wow. I know, you know, we watched a lot of footage that came in at some of her meetings where we had a lot of youth who were very excited to have her as their candidate. So it will be interesting to see if they can really bring the vote and put her in office, because as we said, we have four very strong candidates, but it will be interesting to see what do they bring to the table. I know one of our stringers also had a conversation, I think, with one of the candidates, Mariacha Violet of the United Democratic Movement today, but we'll be letting you know later on what came out of that meeting. But it's interesting, this is an interesting election, sir.
Yes, and what's more interesting is that, of course, no one goes to an election expecting to lose, mm-hmm. but the confidence is overwhelming.
Yeah, everyone's
right. Saying, because people are like saying the race seems to be between MDC Alliance, Nelson Chamisa, ZANU-PF, Emmerson Mnangagwa. But the ladies are saying, we are here too.
But also, Star, there's been a lot of criticism on the ladies that wouldn't they have made a united front if all these four ladies had united and come up with a one formidable candidate. What do you think of that scenario?
Yes, that's another interesting view. Ulaboke abasanda ukusixhoma lamhla kuhlelo lwethu. Asihluzeni bomama, sihlaziya udaba lwabesifazana abancintisayo kukhetho lona lolo luzayo phela ngenyanga ekupheleni kwenyanga ezayo uNtulikazi 30. Siyananzelela ukuthi kulabantu abangu-23 abancintisayo, njalo phakathi kwalaba abahlanu babo ngabesifazana. njalo si ayisibo bodwa esikhuluma ngabo lamhla sizakhuluma njalo labadinga ukumela izigaba ezichiyeneyo edalela eParliamente la kuma council bevela kumabandla ehlukeneyo abanye njalo bazimele sinanzelele ukuthi kulolu khetho baningi abesifazana abasukumele phezulu kuyabhalisa ikakhulu abazimele njalo okunye okukhanya kumqoko okukhanya kusobala ukuthi abanye abesifazana laba ngabancinyane isikhathi esiningi besibona nje abantu othwa ngabo MP belama beleminyaka ekuma 40 50 60 labo 30 khathesi siyabona abanye abancane njengomunye esithemba sizaba layila mhla kuhlelo o ngimnika nje njengomzekeliso yena ke ngonkosazana Perpetua Nomcebo Nleya webulilima West uleminyaka engu 22 njalo ufuna ukumela isigaba sebulilima West edalela eParliamente ekubandla leAnsa elikhokhelwa uMoses Mzila Ndlovu ye uqala kwakungani kuyamangalisa nje ukuthi kungena kodwa bangena ke abesilisa sababona bengena umnumzana Nelson Chamisa labo umnumzana Lenmo Jonge babe sesevancinyane ngaleso sikhathi kodwa bengama besilisa kade sesifuna labo esifazana abancinyane bengena hathi nje kuncintisa kuma council kodwa kokudinga amadale amalunga edale leParliamente yikho sizabe sikukhangela lamhla nxa uncintisa singelalo ucingo lwakho ungathumezela inombolo zakho siza kutshayela ucingo usitshele lawe lapho uncintisa khona ngoba silawo wonke amagama
kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu nhasi tiri kutarisa isu kuhuwandu kana kuti madzimai vachange vari kupinda musarudzo dzegore rino tinotarisa kuti mwedzi unouya musi wa 30 aiwa kuchange kuine makundano ekuti ndiani kwachapinda semutungamiri wenyika tiri kuona zvepane madzimai vari kuda kupinda semaparliamentarians kana kuti vamwewo vada kupinda mukanzura vazhinji vari kuda kupinda vachiita izvozvo zvematongerwo enyika kuona isi kuti pane madzimai pari zvino vanokwana ivo vana vari kuda kupinda ipapa sevatungamiri wenyika kune amai dzapasi Melba vebato rinonzi hashtag 1980 Freedom Movement Zimbabwe kouyazve muzvare Tokozani Kupe vemovement for democratic change tsvangirai kouya Mariacha Violet the United Democratic Movement na amai Joyce Teurai Mujuru vebatanidzwe we People's Rainbow Coalition vari kudawo zvekuvhoterwa semutungamiri wenyika saka kuvhunza ndekokuti iko ko Zimbabwe yakagadzirira here kuti inge ine mutungamiri wechidzimai nekuti tiri kuona madzimai ese ivo vari kutotaura kuti isu tiri kukunda musarudzo izvi idzodzi uyezve vari kuenda vachienda vachinotsvaga rutsigiro kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana uyezve vatoriwo vakatounzawo macandidates avo vavaiti vada kuti vavhoterwe pangave pari ipo pama pama council elections kana kuita ma MP saka ndo zvatukutarisa nhasi kuti zvinoita here nyika yagadzirira here kuti inge iine mutungamiri wechidzimai vamwewozve vanoshora vachiti koma dzimai ava vakadii kubatana voita ivo mutungamiri mumwe chete pane kuti pamadzimai varipo pavanhu 23 vachange vari kukukwidza vachida kutora basa rekuva vachitungamira nyika pane madzimai mana vari kukwikwidza saka dai pakawanikwa mumwe chete akapinda madzimai ouyawo vachibatana vari ipapo pamwe pane zvaizobuda asi kufungawo kwevamweko saka ndozvatiri kutarisa iye nhasi tichida kuona kuti zviri kufamba sei panyaya iyoyi ini ndakwanisa kutaurawo nemumwe mudzimai wechidiki ane makore ye25 anoti akasvitsa makore 25 musi wemuvhuro unoyu uyezve ari kukwikwidza iye akamirira Harare West muzvare Johanna Rumi Mamombe. Saka tida umbonzuka kwa ari kuti ari kuti chii iye ari kuvimbise chii vachange vachipinda musarudzo idzodzi kuHarare West regai tiende tinonzwa kuti Johanna ari kuti chii
Sarangu ndinonzi Johanna Mamombe ndakamirira bato reMDC Alliance rinotungamirwa navachamisa ndiri member yeParliament and also ndichibva kuconstituency yeHarare West ini ndine makore 25 ndakatotsa 25 musi wemuvhuro iwoyi wapfuura uyu zvatakarongera vagari vemuHarare West zvakati wandei chekutanga chandinoda kutaura ndechekuti vanhu vazhinji vangange vachingofunga kungoti Johanna angomuka nhasi munhu asina kumbobvira atungamirira kana kuti munhu asina kumbobvira ari involved in public leadership. So chandinoda kutaurira vagari vemuHarare West ndechekuti inini ndagara ndiri munhu anga achiita zveleadership kubva ndichiri a student pachino University of Technology. Ndini ndakatanga kuita musikana akatanga kuita secretary general pachino University. And also ndichibva ipapo ndakabva ndachinopinda kunoita gender secretary muZimbabwe National Students Union muchidimbu yavanoti Zinaso. So ndakagara ndiri munhu anoda kunge ari mumiririri wevanhu, kunge munhu anoda kunge achitumwa chinzwa udokwa dokwa wekunge achimirirawo vanhu vemunzvimbo maanenge ari. So inini ndakatarisana neHarare West ndiri kutaura kuti chinhu chekutanga chatange tichida kunge tichinoachivha kuparliament iissue yekuti inini am a trained molecular biologist, ndiri munhu akadzidzawo nezveutano. So ndiri kuda kuenda kudare reparliament kuti tinoona nekuongorora mitemo yadzikisirwa pasi yehealth. So ndozvinhu zvatida kunotigadzirisa kuparliament kuona kunoti aiwa zvipatara zvinge zviri affordable, kunyanya-nyanya nyaya yecancer, because ndiyo yandakatarisana nayo muzvidzidzo zvangu. Because tinoona kuti madzimai vazhinji ndo vari kufa vari kutambudzika necancer, because given munyika medu chaimo kana government iripoi haitozive kana kuti yotii maererano nenyaya yehealth iyoyi.
Aiwa, apo tiri kunzwa isu kuna muzvare Johanna Mamombe vari kuti ivo vachange vakamirira Harare West, uyezve tichakupai hurukuro iyo yataita navo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona, vachinyatsotsanangura kuti sei vakaona zvakakosha kuti ivo namuzvare Jesse Majome vaoneke vachirwisana panyaya iyo yeconstituency yeHarare West, nokuti vanoti ivo vane zvizhinji zvavari kuunzawo kudunhu irori. Asi regai tiende kune mumwe mudzimai ari kuti iye ari kumirira ZIP ari kuBulawayo.
Ndarangu ndinaki Mawaro, ndinogara mutown paGlenex Building. Ini ndakamirira bato reZIP inova iyo Zimbabwe Partnership for Prosperity inotungamirirwa naBlessing Kasia Muru. Ndiri muno Bulawayo Central. Ndinotarisira kuti kana tikahwina zvinhu zvichachinja, zvichaita zvakanaka. Kana ndikahwina ndikaenda kuParliament, chokutanga ndinenge ndichida kuti vana vawane mabasa. Ndo zvinhu zvandakatarisira kunyanya. Nezvipatara zvedu muno mutaundi kuti zvichichinjawo, matreatment achiwanikwa nenguva yekukurumidza kana munhu asvika.
Tinotenda apo, tanga tiri kumbonzwa kubva kune madzimai vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipinda musarudzo dzegore rino. Tiri kuona like what we were saying earlier on, there are a lot of women that are so fired up, very young and inspiring women. But before we go there, we have an in studio guest right here with us. Sister, if you can introduce her, please.
Yeah, singakayike kumtshonitsho wethu lapha ke lapho besikhuluma sizwe bekhuluma kumabona kude laphana abazancintisa, omunye ubenguJohanna Mamombe ozancintisa seHarare West ukudinga ukumela isigaba leso edalele ephalamende. Hhayi, yena uzwakale nguntombazana okhaliphileyo mpela, owafundayo okwebiology, njalo uthi yena ubevele kwezomkhankaso lezi ngoba ekunhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abafundi ecollege yena liyana e-university. Ngakho laye uzithi hhayi uyazibona sesakhumbula ukuthi kuke kwaba le ngxabano phakathi kokuthi obekumele ancintise kulesi sigaba ngunkosazana Jesse Majome oze wagcina esencintisa ezimele, kodwa hhayi laye uzancintisa ke eku-MDC Alliance uJohanna Mamombe. Saphinda futhi sezwa unkosazana Nakhi Mawaro othi yena uncintisa eBulawayo Central ekubandla leZIP, la ubesitshela ke ukuthi yena kuyina kulethela abantu. Kodwa ke lamhla lapha estudio silo nkosikazi Dorcas Hove, yena ke ulwela ilungelo loluntu, usivakatshele lapha. Linjani?
Hayi, siyaphila.
Ye, udaba lamhla esiluphethe olusegudwini ngolwabesifazana abazancintisa. Sesibondeke ukuthi phakathi kwabangu 23 abadinga ukuba ngomongameli abesifazana bane lapha abancintisayo njalo bathi bazimisele bayathemba lokuthi bazavotelwa bekhokhele ilizwe. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi lonyaka kungene abesifazana abaningi abasakhulayo abaleminyaka engama 20 something eqalisela phansi 20 othi silabo 22 silabo 29 silama 30 zaqalisayo obunye nje bekungakaze kubonakale kuqala ikakhulu okudingeni isikhundla sedale lephalamende hayi amakhansila. Ngakho nje uhlangene kwezombusazwe sevele edinga ukuba ngomeli wedale lephalamende. Ungathini ngalokho okwenzakalayo?
Ngiyabonga. Ekuqaleni into engithabisayo ukuthi sibone ukuthi omama sebezimisele ukuthi lawo bazwakale batshenisane ukuthi sikhona thina silakho ukuthi silimele silikhulumele siyazi indubeko zenu ngakho ke akula nkingi ukuthi singehlule ukukhuluma into evele sizazi esiphila ngazo so kuyajabulisa kodwa ke sifanele ukuthi sikhumbule ukuthi njengabomama kunjenge race uma usiya ku race uyaqala ulungiselele ubulokhu siya-practice uzufike kusikhathi sokuthi uzuze ukuthi sengiqinile sengangena akwenzi ukuthi uphonge ungena nje just because ukuthi bangaka bangenayo ngoba kufuna isibindi kufuna umuntu ozinikeleyo kufuna ukuthi ube umzimba wakho la uqinile ukuthi yes ngingangena shuwa ngoba sengizamile into engiyibona lapha engathi iyasiphosisa thina bomama sifuna ukuthi sibe baningi nje mina ngokubona kwami ukuthi sibili sizuze ivoti simele sisekele labana sebeke bakuzwa ukuthi kunjani ukukhula usiyaphambili uhlangana le ndubeko ehlangana lazo ukuthi uma laphana sebelapha bavele sebeqine inko lalabo baba bathi babafuqa uthola ukuthi uvele kanye kinye kumuntu ngenxa yokuthi uyazazi ukuthi kuliwa njani.
Yes, that's an interesting view. Ikakhulu siyabona ukuthi uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe ubevele khona kwezomzabalazo kusukusela ekusese ku ZCTU la kubo MDC siyananzela lonkosikazi Joyce Mjuru la ubevele khona engumsekeli kamongameli ungabe usithiwa abanjalo sebeke bezwa ukuthi yaye kunjani.
Hayi mbona njalo angithi ukuthi abancane singabathathi hayi mina mfisa ukuthi abancane bangene kodwa labo bafunde bake babe le experience kwenzela ukuthi bathebelapha uma sesithi votelani uzwani abantu bayakwazi sebeke bakuzwa bakubona ukuthi uyabamela unjengomuntu njengo Jesse Majome honorable Majome ngumuntu engimaziyo ngamazele eHarare ngumuntu osukumayo agijime ubone lento ayenzayo ukuthi ya uzamela phaka kwaphumelela wazama lapha kwaphumelela uma sesithi mvotelani ungehlule ukumvotela umuntu onjalo.
Ye ngiyawubona umbono wakho ikakhulu untombazana lo besikhuluma ngaye uJohanna Mamombe ubevele kunhlanganiso lezi ezivela amalungelo abafundi njengabo zinaso ngithemba labo abancane bengaqalisela khonapho
kunjani
labo abasebedinga ukuba ngomongameli ngoba kufuneka kube le minyaka edlula emachumi amane 40 ye labo yibo kasebayebe bekubonile labo ngoba labana nxa besangena labo kumele bezuze leyo experience ngokungena ngoba bazayithatha ngaphi nxa bengangenanga ngakho ngiyawuzwa yombono wakho ukuthi kube lokunye abakwenzayo njengalaba ade besenza ama-student activism leminye nje imisebenzi emphakathini ye-community ye kodwa singaphenduki kuwe ngingani uMavela Sintambo othani-ke sikhulume lo munye-ke amantombazana la esikhuluma ngawo uNkosazana Perpetual Nomcebo Nleya yena ufuna ukumela ibulilima West edale lephalamende siyakwamukela kuhlela.
Hello.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa. Manje akunjani khona ngapho ebulilima?
Hayi, ngapha ku right. Yesanda nje.
Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi wena siyabona ukuthi uyancintisa ukudinga ukuthi umele ibulilima West edale leParliament. Ungathi wena ungasitshela mbijana imbali yakho ukuthi uvela ungubani, uvela ngapi, njalo kuyini okukunika isibindi sokuthi uncintise okwenza ubone ingane abantu bazakuvotela. Uke waphatheka yini kumzabalazo emphakathini khona ngapho ku-community yakho? Sitshela nje konke ngama-feature.
Okay, mina nguPerpetual Nomcebo Nleya. Ngizalwa eBulilima West, uma akhulela. Ward 9. Then mina ngafunda form ngafunda primary khona la eMakhulela. Then o level empangeni e level eDombodema ngiphume 2015. Then ngiphume 2016 and senze the whole year. 2017 ngikhona la ekhaya kuzofika leso sikhathi. Bengingakayenzi lutho ngathi imisebenzi khona laba kuphela ngi-apply ndoka sa-apply kungakaphumi imisebenzi so ndokandlela ekhaya.
Ye uthi uphume esikolo ngo 2016-2015 ule minyaka emingaki?
Ule 22 years.
Kodwa abantu bayakwazi esigabeni ngempela ukuthi ungwalaphana ngumntana wangaphi njalo ukhuthele. Kuyini obone kwenza ingani baza kuvotela?
Ya, abantu bangazi kakhulu. Into engibona ukuthi nezi ngavotela isimilo sami. The way engiphila ngayo nje.
Mhm. Kuyini okuhluphayo khonapha esigabeni sakho ebulilima West obona ingani ngempela kufuna ukulungiswa zathi ungahamba eParliamente ukhulume ngakho?
Into engihluphayo lapha ngiyaqala ngikhulume kuqala ngentsha. Intsha ngobuningi lapha into ehluphayo abanye baswela ukuthi behambe ezikolo ngenxa yokuthi izikolo zikhatshana. So bagcina behlale bengasayi ezikolo. Then laba bathe bathi bayinelisa baqinisele ukuthi bahambe kuphela esikolo. Baphushe izifundo zabo bahleli ngenxa yokuthi imisebenzi abayitholi. Kunzima vele ngapha kithi ukuthi uthole ebethole imisebenzi abafundile.
Ya ikuhle ngoba yikho lawe osuzibonele ngakho ukuthi kunzima ukuthola imisebenzi. Themba lakhona okho uzakhuluma ngakho. Ye ububambile khonapho ecingweni sizaphenduka kuye khonapho.
All right.
Yes, that was another aspiring MP, 22 years old. She's saying she has finished her studies but cannot get a job. And this is what most of the youths are facing in her constituency and in the country. And these are some of the problems that she will highlight when she goes to Parliament.
Let's hear from her directly. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you? Can you just tell us your story? What inspired you to get into this race? You sound very young.
It's the challenges that we face at our place as Bulilima West. Challenges like there's no transport because of roads. And youth is very, it's difficult for youth to get jobs. And
what kind of support are you getting from some young people like yourself?
They support me because they know that I'm going to pass the challenges that they face.
Thank you very much, young aspirant there, Perpetua Mleya. Kuneo vari kungobva kupinda muchirongwa tiri kunzwa kubva kuna muzvare Perpetua Mleya vari kuBulilima West vari kuti ivo vari kuda kukwikwidza. I didn't get, is she running under a party or by?
Yes, that's answer. That's the one led by Moses Mzilandlovu, who is a former government minister and former MDC official.
So vari kuti ivo muzvare vari kuti ivo vari kufungidzira kuti ivo vakakwanisa kukunda vachaendawo vachitora nhuna vechidiki vachidziendesawo kuParamende. Saka zvinonakidza kunzwawo vechidiki vakadai vane makore ivo vati 22. Uyezve vari kutaura kuti ivo sekuona kwavo vari kuwana rutsigiro rwakakwana kubva kune vechidiki vari munzvimbo yavanobva. Regai tiende kune mumwe munyarikani wedu. Hello. Hello. Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm fine.
Yes, if you can tell us your name and also, you know, just a little bit about yourself. Is that Esther? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Esther.
Okay, my name is Pepesha Nomcebunleya.
Yes, siyabuza. Yes, siyabuza. Hayi siyabuza Manleya besicabanga ukuthi ngxenye ngomunye umlaleli. Kulungile, hayi ubambe khona apho nxa sesikhuluma lawe siza kutshela ukuthi yase sikhuluma la ukuthi obesilomunye kodwa singazwana nilaye. Yeli zizwele lapha Nkosika Zihove, unango bekhuluma ke untombazana uthi yena njoba uqedile ke isikolo ngo-2015 uzihlalele ngkhaya kusemaphandleni lapha mhlawumbe akukho okuningi abangakwenza njengalaba abanye abazihambele ema-university abazangena kunhlanganiso ezijiyeneyo ezilwela amalungelo oluntu lalaba abahlala emadolobheni abangangena laphana kuma-residence association lani ukuthi bezihlalele nje ekhaya kodwa nakho sefuna ukuncintisa phela laye azuze isikhundla akhulume ngokwenzakala esigabeni sakhe ngoba nampo abantu abakhulayo abazuzi imisebenzi uthi swa apply imisebenzi akula muntu omphendulayo sithi buzonisebenzela uthini ngaye
lokho kubuhlungu kakhulu and njalo sonke siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi kayikho ngoba siyabala amaphepha sitshela ukuthi iningi labantu ekhaya ngabantu abangasebenziyo badobhadobha lapha lalapha kodwa impilo yakhona ilobunzima. So uma singathi laba abancane labo bafunde slowly slowly bangene uze bakhulume bayabazi ubuhlungu obukhona yiba bangathi bakhulume sibili kuzwakala ukuthi ukuba umuntu omncane ukhumbulela ukuthi ngelinilanga la ungavuka uthola umsebenzi kodwa ubone kungelalutho pho kuthiweni mina mbona ukuthi yiba abantu abafanele ukuthi bakhulume kodwa sifuna ukuthi baqale labo bakwazi ukuthi indlela yakhona ihanjwa njani ukuze bakwanise ukuthi benelise ukuthi babe phakathi kwendaba leyo bachazise konke okubahluphayo.
Yes, and the other issue as we have seen in Zimbabwe, sometimes people vote according to party allegiance. Some parties, they, for example, we know there's MDC
Alliance
and there's another one led by Thokozani Kube, another one by Nelson Chamisa, ZANU-PF. Some are saying those are the front runners, but everyone is saying they are convincing the electorate on why they should vote for them. For example, we will ask singabuza wena Manleya ukuthi ibandla lakho le answer lelo abantu bayalazi yini khona ngapho njalo bengakuvotela yini.
Star, maybe before we take Manleya, we have Esther who we had dropped earlier on.
Okay.
Let's just drop her.
Yes, nzabuya kuye khona pho ububambile nzabuza umbuzo lo.
Hello. Oh, I don't think as we go ahead.
Yeah, ungaqhubekela phambili Manle.
Okay, yeah, imandla leli bayalazi abantu la kithi ngoba sesiyeza introduce kibo sabatshela nje ngalo. Then inabo ngani bayakuthakazelela lokhu ngoba babona ukuthi sihlala labo khonapha ibandlela elabantu abasuka khonapha ema problems abahlangana nawo lathi siya yabona njalo yofutasihluphayo lathi
baningi yini nxali senze imihlangano liyake libabone bebaningi abezanu-P F aba-MDC abe-Rainbow Coalition labanye nje elingathi njalo lingathi le yena imihlangano iyagcwala yini njengeyabanye
inkinga khona thina ethi imihlangano sikayiqalisi kahle besahamba nje lapho ukuthi ma uthola abantu nje bebuthene bengi-2 uxoxisane labo uthola abanye nje laphana uxoxisane labo then ema-meetings kakhulukhulu besingakawaqalisi besakhanyela ukuthi sizaqalisa emalangeni
alandelayo. Hayi kulungile bamba khonapho kancinyane sizaphenduka njalo kuwo.
I understand we now have Esther on the line. Hello, Esther.
Hello, how are you?
Funi enyu irikunetsa. May know what's going on, but just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you are, you know, preparing for the elections.
Okay, thank you for having me. My name is Esther Mungai Zumudzi. I'm a Hatfield resident, and I have decided to be the change that I want to see in my ward, which is ward 22, which encompasses of Kasasa Park, Hatfield itself, and Shadcom. And currently, I'm also a marketing student at Midland State University.
Unema kure mangani mujare Esther uyeje chicha ita kuti mufunge kuti mupinde mu ma elections.
Right. I'm 21 years old. I can't tell what's in the video for my elections is because I was tired of always, you know, me being a young person, I'm black, you know, family. It's like all the burdens of poor control, of poor services from Catholic. I'm the one who has to carry on that burden. Can I read now? You can't pass a bit of a burden. You need to go find out against some of us. But you need to find out against some of us. And all those and the other sectors that surround poor control services to residents. So for me, I was, you know, we were talking about this. But then I realized the more that we talk about without doing anything, then I panic attain cheap.
Saka wakagadzirira sei kuti ukunde musarudzo idzi nekuti tinoona kuti pane mapato makuru iwe uri kumhanya wakazvimirira tiri kuona kudaro wakagadzirira sei kuti urwisane nemapato makuru atinogarona achitora nzvimbo idzodzi mukanzuro.
Chandino farira pa sarudzo dziri kuitika idzi ndedzekuti vanhu vave neruzivo kuti zvinorevei kuti takusarudza munhu atoda kuti aite councillor tosadza kuti aite MP wedu kana tosadza kuti aite president. Vanhu ezvinozvi vava kuziva kuti dzimwe nguva fanike ndikumirira ndiri independent. Ezvinozvi vaneta nacouncillor wedu agara aripo nekuti akuziva kuti hapana kunyange ake munhu akangosarudzwawo zvake nekuti aingo anga ari good my slogan ekumusangana but in terms of dual service delivered apana vanhu vangu vachiwana saka ezvinozvi vanhu ma residents ekuHatfield ndiri kunyanyofanira ndechekuti vava kunyanyotarisa kuti munhu akamboite munharaunda uye vari kutarisa mamanifesto saka inini ndakagadzira manifesto yangu mushure mekunge ndaengeja maresidents and ininiwo ndanyorawo zvinhu zvandinofunga kuti aindo matambudziko atikusangana nawo and then I did my own research ndakabvunza vamadzikokota kuti izvizvi munozviona sei izvizvi saka daitika dai. Saka my manifesto ezvinozvi kutaura kuno iri kutambirwa sipereki nevanhu vemunharaunda mangu.
Saka mumanifesto umu muzvare muri kuvimbisa vanhu kuti chii zvii zvamuchawanika imi muchisandura zvisina kuitwa nakanzura anga arimo imi vechidiki.
Mumanifesto mangu has got a 16-point plan manifesto. And my points are 16 inside. They are answering all the problems that are in my one. Ndiri kuvapromisa kuti ndichange ndine open door policy yekuti ani nani zvake anenge achida kubvunza achida kuziva kuti zvinhu zvakafamba sei kana achida kuziva kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei kana achida kutaura nhunha dzake anosvika achiti tichitaurirana pamwe chete tichishanda pamwe chete uye I'll be engaging residents. Izvi zvino zvazvisingaitwi nacouncillor wedu. Councillor wedu angari sitting councillor rather than working councillor. By sitting councillor ndinotaura kuti munhu angogara zvake hapana chaaita angasingatauri angasingape feedback kumaresidents anga asingadii and ndiri kupromisa futi zvinhu zvandiri kutaura zvandichange ndichiita I will make sure kuti by 2021 marodzi ese emuHatfield ese anenge agadzirwa. Ndiri kutaura futi kuti by mid 2019 ipapapa mastreets ese takabatana sepovhu iyo bhana yandiri kurhana ndiri tirise maindependent candidates. We have made it a pledge kuti by 2019 by mid 2019 mastreet lights ese emuHarare kumaresidential places ese tinenge tamagadzira because tiri kuona kuti kana usina mastreet lights there is high crime rate. Vanhu ari kubirwa vanhu ari kubhinywa zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kuitika kana nenhu yekuti hapana chiedza. Tiri kutaura kuti patichange tichiita constant refuse collection kune dzimwe nzvimbo kuHatfield dzakafanira kumasasapai kwana about 2 years kusingatakurwe marara asi chinozoshamisa ndechekuti mwedzi wega wega ikanzuro rinotumidzira bhiri and pabhiri pavo pakanyorwa kunzi panenge pane $12 rinofanira kuenda pakutakura marara asi maresidents havasikuwana service of their money that they are paying kucouncil. Saka ndozvi zvimwe zvezvinhu zvandinenge ndichidi zvandinenge ndichishanda kuti dai ndakwanisa kunge ndazviita nezvimwe zvakawanda 16 zvakawanda.
Aiwa mombobata makadaro. Mrs. Hovey, you are hearing there from a young aspirant. Well, let me just recap on what she's saying. She's saying that she's a young lady and she hopes to bring service delivery in the area where she's contesting. And she says as a young person, she, you know, the young people are the one who are bearing the brunt of all the bad service delivery in Harare. What's your view before we go to Star?
I don't think it's just the young people. I think everyone is bearing the brunt because if there is no service delivery, it affects everyone.
Yes.
So I think it's an issue that needs to be looked at holistically. Yeah, we are Swagala Sinjalo Ekumani Silo Msoni Chao Noma Temba Njovu. Yena Omela Ikwanda Central, Ego Vanjali MTCT, Njalo Ezangisa Ego MTC Alliance, Yawamugela Wushe.
Yeah,
yes, uzwile ke besikhuluma lamanye amantombazana angenayo okwakuqala ekuncintiseni. Wena njengomuntu ovele usukhona apha, ungasitshela ukuthi kuyini okwenzayo kathesi, njalo imikhankaso yakho iyaphumelela na, njalo ubone i-MDC Alliance ilosekelo oluningi yini khonapho eGwanda Central.
Ngiyabonga, ngifuna ukukorrecta something before ngizangena kungqoke.
Yeah, correct.
Ngena under party list ye-proportional representation.
Okay.
And Wonder Central.
Yeah, manje ungathini ngalabo amankazana abafuna ukuncintisa amantombazana ngabanika isixwayiso ba?
Ukuncintisa vele kufuna umuntu ozimiseleyo, umuntu olesibindi. Awutshelwa ngomunye umuntu ukuthi uyehluleka kumbe uyenelisa, kumele wena uzibilize wena wedwa. And into okumele amantombazana bame ngayo bengathembisi izinto abangasoze bayenze ngoba there is always tomorrow. Ungathembisa namhla kusasa usuzama futhi ukuthi uphinde ukumela abantu kuyakuhlupha ngoba abantu babelokhu bebambe isithembiso ongazigalisani. Engikutshoyo ukuthi abantu abathembeke ebantwini, njalo into yokuthiwa lukhetho yokuhlala ebantwini, khulumisana labantu abantu babekwazi bakujwayele.
Ye, lina khona ngapho eGwanda Central liyababona bebuya yini kubandla lena amantombazana amancane kumbe esigabeni senu lanqabe ngekho kubandla lenu besithile abo bafuna ukuncintisa?
Athi namantombazana amancane, ngingathi amantombazana asakhulayo, ngeke ngisho ngithi amancane kakhulu.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, ngoba ngama-adults sebedlula i-18 lathi ngoba sesibadala sesibone ngani bancane kakhulu, kodwa hhayi ngabadala.
Yes, amantombazana asakhulayo ngiyababona sibili bayenza ngobuningi, bayafisa sibili kuma lapha nalaphana, sizamile sibili ukuthi la ku local government sibafake bangene, bangene sibili inumber ethize esingathi siyajabula ngayo. Njalo bebona lo sekelo esilalo thina njenge-MDC Alliance, this time bone ngane asoze silikhuthu gaki, yikho nje abantu sizobuya ngobuningi.
Yes, sikhuluma ngosekelo lwe-MDC Alliance. Siyezwa njalo ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uyabe khona ngapho kusasa eGwanda, njalo uyabe sephelandaba stadium lapha azabe khuluma labasekeli bakhe. Libonani, lingathi yini lo sekelo oluningi khonapho? Sinazele ukuthi ibandla lezanu PF lapho lathatha phose zonke ezihlalo khonapho eMathebeleni South, baba losekelo oluningi kuma-council, baba losekelo oluningi edalela ephalamende. Njalo singazinjalo umhlangano wakusasa ukuthi uyabunjani, ungathini ngabanye bena?
Mina engikubonayo ukuthi hayi usekelo kathesa abanalo, bengabe bebekade belalo before, le ndlela zabo zona lezi esizibiza sithi ngezokuriga, but this time usekelo abanalo. Sizabona kusase kubuyeni kwabo. Umehluko ulapha sisi, thina sasihamba ngezigaba ngezigaba, like saqala eMapisa sabambanisa imatopo zodwa, sabuye eMzingwane sathatha iMzingwane yodwa, sabuye eGwanda iGwanda yaba yodwa. Bona babiza iprovinsi yonke. So ngingakhangela usekelo sabalalo sizize iGwanda zontathu, iGwanda zodwa, istadium sasidabuka. So sizabona sesabo sidabuka obunganani ngoba babize iprovinsi yonke.
Yeah, that's interesting ukuthi sidabuke. Yes, asisidoka sithatha siyadabuka istadium. Ye, libe libambe khonapho mhlontsha, sizabuya kini. Kodwa kathesi sizwa ukuthi silo Nkosazana Duduzile Nyirongo, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Nandi njani, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuba lapha.
Yes, siyaphila. Ungasikhumbuza ukuthi wena umela siphi isigaba, uncintisa ufuna ukumela ngaphi, njalo kuyini okwenzayo kathesi, abantu bayakwamukela yini kumkhankaso yakho?
Mina ngifuna ukuba ngukansela lapha eHarare, Ward 7, ehlanganisela iAvondale West, iAlexandra Park, iBelgravia, iGun Hill, leMorris Depot, leKG6, Thomson Depot, lama-prisons residence.
Yes, sake saxoxa lawe uqalisa imikhankaso, uqalisa ukuthi uzamela ufuna ukuncintisa kulolu khetho. Kathesi uhamba njani? Wafayila kuhle ama-papers akho? Njalo imhlangano ohamba kuyo abantu bayakwamukela, kulula yini kumbe sokule ngxaka eziningi osuhlangane lazo ezingabe zisithi ukuhambo lunzima?
Amaphepha amapepa ngahambisa kahle. In fact ngahambisa the day before ngayenze kwa i pre-submission. Wahamba kahle kakhulu ngaphumelela. Ngase ukukampena ngangixase kudala. Ongikwenza ukuthi ngoba ngifunga ngukansela. So indawo yami indawo encane ukuthi ngiyakwansa ukuthi ngiye ngihambe. Ngisenza ama-door-to-door, ngibona abantu ezindlini zabo, ngiyabona ema-shopping center, ngipho ngixoxa labo, ngithatha amanamba abo, ngibathumezela izinto kubo-WhatsApp, yikho ngiyabe ngiwenza khonokho la ku-social media, ku-Twitter, ku-Facebook. Yiyo ama-campaign ngiyabe ngiwayenza. Abantu bayangiyamukela kakhulu.
Yeah, kuhle.
And abantu bayathaba kakhulu. Abanye bebengithinta ecingweni, bebona inamba yami, ku-flyer yami, bebabeyibone ngathi namhlanje kulomunye ongifoneleyo. Angisisi ngiboni iflying ngise waterfalls.
Ye kuhle khonokho ngoba abanye siyabadinga siswele lokuthi kathi singathintana labo njani inamba zaba sizibone nxa zikhona zingeni kuhle ukuthi ube accessible ngesilo.
Kodwa asifunda izinto eziningi kakhulu.
Yebo.
Ama challenges akhona nje nxa yokuthi nxa wena ungelamali njengoba ngi-independent imali zangu khona zabe zihlupha.
Yeah,
ufuna ukuthi ube lemali eningi ukuthi uyenze lokhu zalokhu ukuthinta ama-flyer, ama-t-shirt, lani ube lama-expenses, ama-volunteer ukuthi nxa abantu behamba lawo akwenza ukuthi uhambe labantu ukuthi bachiya ngendlala.
Yeah.
So kulezi eziningi yiyoma-challenges engihlangana lawo.
Ye, siyabuza. Ukuthi sesikujahile ngoba usithi ufuna ukuhamba yikho bese siphuthuma nje njalo kulomunye wami ufuna ukuthi ukhulume njalo ngolimi lesiyo.
Ahora.
Eh, musari dituzile makadi.
Tiripo edu makadi.
Ai watiri waditicha urewo kuti imi muri kumirira constituency ipi uyezve gadziriro yenyu yakamira sei parizvino tukona gore rino vechidiki vakati one day.
Nini ndakamirira ku Harare Ward 7 ndakuita wo councillor we community iyoyo. Aga sarudzo gore rino isusu kwedu kwandu kukidzana kune madzimai vatatu
aha
ma independent ne one ari kubva ku People's Rainbow Coalition vana vechibiki sarudzo ino vakati one day but madzimai ndivo vari vashoma asi pangu tiri lucky kuti madzimai atoripo but madzimai kusanganisa madzimai ese vari kukukidza musarudzo regore rino madzimai vachiri vashoma.
Chii chakaita kuti iwe semusikana wechidiki ufunge kuti upinde munyaya idzodzi dzekuti ukwikwidze uchimirira dunhu raunogara?
Inini zvepolitics ndakatotanga kudhara ndakatanga ndiri activist. Waye ndakatanga ndiri activist nenyaya yekuti zvoni chinhu zvanga zvandiomera. Inini ndiri mai mufundisi one. Number two ndine mwana wangu ari ndowasi panogara chimama inini hazve pana panyika ini ndikapedza. Nisikuda tomuita investi pana mama koza pana shiripo. Otarisa kuti wewe, iwo future yako hapana futi shiripo. Kono tiko vana vedu, tichawa sire. La futi ndirima mfundi vana nongara wachi yako andiri mama, ndina matre, ndaka pedza degree, andina basa mama, shakadai tina matre wo. Otona uti, nyaiza zingo pedzo ni mna mato cheti. Nyaya dzinoda kuti painge paine zvinoitika munyika. Inyaya yekuti nyika yacho haina kumira zvakanaka. Vosaka zvakadaro. Zvekuti inini ndakatodzidza zvisingaite. But upenyu hwangu hausumbofamba. Nevamwe vanenge vachinditedzera vanenge vari majuni angu. Mabasa ari kutoshaya. Inini ndotoenda kunochera mvura ndichigara mucapital city Harare. Ndotoita pachibhorani. Ndotsvaga mvura yakachena. Zvinoita here mukore uno? Kuti tinge tichingodaro. Saka dzimwe nguva ndinotoitira ndinodzidza kuRwanda ndokwandirikuita MBA yangu. Totoona kuti paunoenda kuRwanda zvakatosiyana asi vanhu vanga vaine genocide manje manje. Wodzoka kuno kumusha asi chinha ye. Uko vakarongeka. Saka kunoku inyaya yekuti hatina vatungamiriri vanogona kutimirira kuti zvinhu zvifambe. Because uko kuRwanda ndinoona kuti ya nenyaya yeutungamiri. Chini shiru kunyatsofamba. Ine mvura yakachena it's not the cleanest city. Zvakanyatsorongeka. Ninge yekuti zvinodiwa vanhu vanogona kungotsungamirira. Ndikarega ndizvipire zvangu inini. Kuti zvinhu zvigadzirike. Kuti hakuna vanhu vacho vatunoda. Tinogara tichingocomplaina kuti ava vaite. kwewe wadi kuopinda kana uchiziwa kuti unengoshida utunga miru wakaita sei.
And what are some of the challenges that you are facing as a young woman who's trying to also, you know, make their mark? You are talking about there are three other women, or there are three of you contesting as women. What are the major challenges that you're facing?
The major challenge that I'm facing is resources. Resources to actually do the campaign proper campaign. I'm having the challenge of resources. Number two, people in my community, people are so scared, so polarized. People still have that fear, even though we're now in the so-called new dispensation. But still, people are still afraid of participating in certain things. So, for example, you see that in my volunteer team, you only have like two women as well. And all the other people that are helping you are guys. And the women are not there. And I would love to have women helping me in the volunteer, in the campaign and all that. But it's women are still scared. Today, actually, I met some gentlemen and they were saying, ah, you're married. Now, never allow my wife to take part in politics. I would never allow that. They actually say that to me.
And what's your takeaway when you hear something like that coming from some of the people that you're also hoping will be able to vote for you? Where exactly are you campaigning? Because I've seen a lot of people doing their campaigns online. But then some people say, hey, Facebook voters normally don't go into the poll to vote.
Yeah. So I'm campaigning. I'm on the ground. I'm doing grassroots campaigning. So which includes door-to-door. I meet people around the community, talk to them. Social media also helps because I do get people on social media who are actually from the regions. It doesn't for you to have a wider reach. Sometimes you do get people from the ward, and then you arrange to meet them personally or tell them I'll be in this area, in this area. That's when you can actually see them. So it actually helps. It's not something that we should, like, turn away and say, no, social media is bad. No, social media also helps. It aids, aids the campaign. Because even right now with social media, those people that I'll have met on the ground, I get their WhatsApp details, they connect with me on Facebook, and they connect with me on Twitter, so that we continue the engagement.
Yes.
So that's how social media helps as well.
Thank you.
The engagement with those people that you'll have met.
Thank you so much.
Social media is something you shouldn't do away with.
Thank you so much. I don't know, Stai, if you want to wrap up with her, because she said she...
Yes, thank you for joining us. We'll tell us how to vote. Yes, yeah, I think what she's also saying about, are you married? It's like they saw her campaigning but didn't mind. But once she mentioned that she's married, as if the women who do the activism, the political involvement, are expected to be single. You know, we have heard some being called indecent names just because they are aspiring for.
Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of derogatory
names. If a married woman can't do that, but we have seen them in, we see them in government. Once they get in government, it's acceptable. But that's where people
when
start.
When you're campaigning,
that's where people start.
So, Mrs. Hove, what's your take? You know, there's this young lady who's aspiring to be in council, and she's saying she's a married woman, she's also a pastor, but once, you know, men saw her campaigning, they asked her if she was married. When she said that she was married, the men retorted back to her and said they wouldn't let their wives run for political office. What's your take?
It's sad that at this point in life, we can still have people who are so backward as to think that the women's lives must always depend on them. Why? Women know what they want in life, and let them decide for themselves what it is that they want. Why shouldn't you want your wife or your girlfriend to participate in these activities when you want to be the one who's participating? We want women to speak women because they understand issues.
Yeah.
Ngakho balakho ukuchasisa yonke into babike kuhle inhlupheko zabantu.
Yeah.
Singakhohlwanga njalo ukuthi ecingweni silo Perpetua nomcebone leya asikukhohlwanga. Ukhona ecingweni.
Our lines are
ukhona umaleya? Yeah, ungasinika. Yeah, ungasinika elakho elokugcina ukuthi ubatshela lipha abantu abakhona ngapho eBulilima West lokuthi kungani ufuna bekuvote.
Okay, mina yakhulu ngizokhuluma nge-youth. Ukuthi engibatshela khona i-youth ngicela i-support yabo. Ngoba mina ama-challenges abahlana nawo ngiyawazi futhi lami anzisa ubuhlungu. So ngidinga i-support yabo ukuthi lami ngihambe ngiye phambili ngiyezikhulumela into esiyibonayo, into esizwayo thina ezingapha eBulilima West. Oh man, nanzelela thina kithi iBulilima West ingani vele indawo engabalwayo kakhulu, sisekugcineni and inhlupho zethu unganazi. Angikwazi ukuthi ngakubeka ngithini, ithi kumbe azifikiswa kumbe aziphendula. Ngoba even kathesi ezanithokile i-network nale esikhuluma ngayo inzima, ngikhuluma kanje kathesi ngiphandle lapho endingisa khona i-network ukuthi ibambe umkando wonke lo ngiwuzwa ngiphandle. Ama-radio ukuze ngapha kisikwanisa ukulalela i-news nje kunzima, uyathisala lezisihuba. So into ezinjalo ama-problems engiwabonayo mina. So into engitshela abantu bakithi ukuthi ngicela i-support yabo ukwenzeka ukuthi at least maybe ngakhona ukuthi inhlupho zonke lezi zikhona ukufika le phezulu zithathelwe zilungisise into lezi. Ngoba inhlupho abazibonayo lami ngiyazibona, lami ngizangizwisa njengabo zibazisa.
Yeah, hayi siyabonga ukuba kuhle.
Okay, lami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yes, mm-hmm. She's actually saying there's no network, so all along she's outside where she can catch the network, you know, that's in the rural area, and it's very cold. So
I can
she's
imagine
been freezing winter. All this time.
That's a dedicated politician right there.
And we have our next guest, Pogiseng Svanda. She's in Ngayi, and she's a councillor there. Siyakwamukela yeah, kuhle.
Ngiyabonga ukuba ngikhulume lami kuhle.
Ye, uyakhankasa, iqhubeka njani imikhankaso yakho khona ngapho eNkayi? Sinanzelela ukuthi isigaba seNkayi sizwe ukuthi amakhansela amaningi akunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe iMDCT leyo. Ngakho liqhubeka njani khona ngapho ngemikhankaso ye?
Hayi, thina siyakhankasa kuhle. Abantu babe besemukela. Sibe singakazi lo hlupho olungakhanyi ukuthi kulo hlupho lukhona. Sisakhulumisana labo abantu, sibachazela nangesimbolo yethu, sibatshela ngokuthi sizini.
Yeah, ungaqhubeka ngamafitshane.
Sizimisele kubamela abantu bakithi ngezinhlupho zakithi esizaziyo. Umkhankaso uhamba kuhle, silama flyers ethu, siyangena door to door, isikhampena door to door. Basemukela abantu, sibabonise isimbolo yethu, sibatshele ukuthi thina lapha simela ulokhu zethu.
I think her line is breaking up a little bit. Ukwenzela ukuthi phela kube ngaphambanisi laphana ilogo leyo ukuthi igcine sebexobanisa lengayisiyo kaNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe.
IkaNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe siyabatshengisa ukuthi isandla esilomntwana ophakamise futhi isandla. So siyachasisa kuba nabantu bakuzwisise. Kodwa lapho besihamba kithi vele hayi akonakalanga nje. Ukukhuthaza abantu bakithi ukuthi babekwazi kahle kahle ukuthi ngaso besiyavota, bavote njani ukuze siwine ikhetho.
Ye, njalo sizwe omunye lapho besikhuluma laye uNkosazana Duduzile Nyirongo ozancedisa eHarare sithi abanye bambuza ukuthi hawu wena ungowesifazane owendileyo kungani uphatheka kwezombusazwe, mna ngeke ngavumelwami unkosikazi ukuthi ayenze lokho. Kuthiwa batsho njalo abanye besilisa. Ye, wena njengomuntu lawo owendileyo uthini ngalokho? Kunjani khona ngapha emaphandleni? Sebesamukela yini abantu ukuthi abesifazana labo bayancintisa njalo baningi yini, kumbe lokho belihlekana abangena kwezombusazwe?
Abantu abangomama abangena kwezombusazwe silihlekana. Futhi abantu ukukuzwisisa thina, mina endaweni yami enguye esigabeni sami kweyami wadi, hayi bangamukela ngoba ngathethwa ngabantu. lakathethi le ithemu yami yesithathu besithi kanime ibamele into eqhakathekile ukuthi inqa ngwesifazana okunye mbona ngani ngikokusikhiphela ubuntu bethu nqa ngwesifazana ofuna ukumela abantu la hoba ngumuntu wanelisa ukuzihlonipha njalo ohlonipha abanye abantu olalela imbono yabanye abantu ufuna kungenza khona ukuthi abantu bakuzwisise bakuhloniphe lawe
ye ngamazwi
akuqhakathekanga kakhulu ukuthi wena ungama ubusukhohla omama labana bakufakileyo kuqhakathekile ukuthi sivazi njengabantu sibahloniphe futhi ukuze la kusasa futhi banelise ukuthi nxa ngifake umama kuthi ukuthi ngiyaba ngizisangule ngoba ngifake omunye umuntu ofana lami olezinhlupho ezifana nalezami uza ngihlangula ngendlela azi ngayo ukuhlungu ahlangana nabo
ye elakho elokugcina-ke ngamafitshane olithiyela abantu bakhona ngapho inkani ukuthi kungani kumele bevotele wena njalo kwesithathu uba kwesine
engiza kutsho ebantwini bakithi ngikhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi abantu bakithi baka-ward 19 ngicela usekelo kubo lokubana bangisekele ukwenzela ukuthi nganelise ukuthi ngibuyele ekhansilini ngibamele ngendlela ebengibamele ngayo njalo ngizamela umbuso wezigaba i-devolution of power ukuthi amandla aze ebantwini abantu fanelise ukuthi intuthuko esilayo eyanelise ukuthi sithuthukise thina hhayi ukuthi thina sithole okuncane kwakhona okuningi kwakhona kube rari thina ngapha sitholi lutho imigwaqo yethu isile asilazibhorani konke lokho ngiyakunanzelela ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi kutholwe yithi abahlali bakuleyo ndawo
ye hhayi kuyezwakala nithemba abazwile abalandeli bakho sibongile ukusixhasa kuhlela
Yeah,
Now let's now take a look at what people on Facebook are saying. I know, Mrs. Hove, I'm so sorry, for our technical difficulty, but we'll come back to you just now. We have Nathan Ara in Fraser, Cheeks Pano pa Facebook page. And we are shown Arkutia Moro Ipano, Apapa China, you're loud and clear. Tirikuno ku South Africa, no more Skandongwe. Arkutite, watching from Gokwe, Tirikuno, Dagate Rangu, Zemadzimai, I watch Noktendai, Varkutera Zemadzimai, Tauraima Bas, Arkutin Indifonerei, Bully Lee, Arkutin Difonerei, of Akanda number Zake, Tinto Makume, and the report on Dagate Rera. Mrs. Over, maybe before we wind up, what's your, overall, take from what we saw some of our people contributing, especially on the issue about, young women coming into politics?
I think we are going through an interesting period in that women are coming forward. Mm-hmm. Before, women seem to be by the sidelines, campaigning for men. But things have changed, and now women are campaigning for women. Mm-hmm. We just need to be able to have a united voice so that we don't feel so many women competing against each other. We end up losing.
That's mm-hmm. exactly what I saw when they have four women presidential candidates.
You see, we need like your point. One. Can you imagine if we are dividing all the women between uh-huh. four? Whereas if all of us were voting one, our chances of getting there are better.
Very
now.
Interesting point right there.
Yes, singakhohlwa njalo ukuthi asikulibalanga Nkosikazi Nomathemba Ndlovu ukhona ecingweni.
Khona.
Yes, cela elakho lokugcina ngokuthazo ongayinika labo abakhankasa abesifazane ezigabeni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe la ikakhulu lesigabeni sakho eGwanda khona nga.
Mina inkuthazo enginika abesifazana esikhankasayo yikuthi singakhankasa sikwenze konke especially ama-independence ngiwazile ukuthi kulabo mama abangama-independence but isixwayiso engibanika sona ngesokuthi inhlanzi ingabola ikhanda isihle yabona umzimba wonke ayisadleki kumele beqaphele ikhanda lokuvotela ukwenzela ukuthi loba ungazi ukuthi i-candidate uyi-independent uzalungisa imigwaqo uzathimithini but ikhanda nxa lingekho right abantu bazacabanga ukuthi baqambela amanga ngakho elamele ukugcina ngelokuthi I'm urging all independent candidates noma bengaba ngabomama noma bengaba ngabobaba to vote for Nelson Chamisa upresident we-MGC Alliance ngikhona konke lokho abakufisayo kuzayenzakala. Ngiyabonga.
Ya, siyabonga lathini loba nxa abanye bengathemba ukwehlukana layo, kodwa sibonge ke uNomathemba Ndlovu oye-MGC Alliance weGwanda Central, sibonge uPhephethwana Mcebondile yawebulili ma-West, sibonge uMphokiseng Sibanda MDC Khuphe yena osenkayi, sibonge labasichasayo abasilaleleyo lapha siyababona kuFacebook uNqobile, siyambona uCharity, siyambona uAlbert Mphela labanye.
Tinoda kutenda vese vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Totenda zve our in studio guests Hove nema independent candidates edu vechidiki vapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Tinoti muve nezuva rakanaka, we'll meet again next week where we'll continue with our election coverage until the 31st of July. A marvelous mhlanganye uye, saying have a very good night.
Yeah, lame ndivalelisayo ngosithandekile, sithi sihlanganeni njalo.